Now, are you into your tech? You might not be. You might be a little bit computer savvy, but I can guarantee that youngsters around your household are probably quite good. If you're not quite sure how to do something, give it to a young person. Well, there's something going on today, which is called the Cotswold Raspberry Jamboree. It's a family-friendly computing and electronics event for Cheltenham, for Gloucestershire and beyond. It's going on today. There are tutorials, there are show and tell, there are talks, robots, bound to go and drag people in. And our events reporter, Jo Durrant, is there. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning to you, Mark. Yes, it's taking place here at the University of Gloucestershire Park campus in Cheltenham. I'm in the Waterworth building, which is where there are lots of computers set up and a bit of an IT suite. We have a computer in front of us and we're going to get that to talk to us in a few moments' time. I also have with me lots of Lego, and Lego's very important in sessions like this. So Cotswold Raspberry Jamboree, or Cotswold Raspberry Jam, it's shortened name. It's run by Andrew Oakley. And I remember meeting you about 6 months ago, Andrew, because you put these sessions on about sort of five or six times a year.
Yeah, that's right. So what we're trying to do is to as I'm an IT manager, I'm trying to solve my recruitment problem. And I'm trying to teach kids coding so that in the future we won't have quite such a problem recruiting programmers, and we'll be able to have programmers here in the UK rather than having to recruit them in Eastern Europe or America.
We know that across the board there is a shortage of people going into STEM subjects, and I know that's something I've talked to many people at the Cheltenham Science Festival before now. It's something that, you know, science communicators are really trying to work on. Are you finding that's true then in IT as well? There is this kind of shortfall?
Yeah, absolutely, especially coders, programmers. We've got a reasonable number of people who can cable up computers and set them up, but actually creating new programs, that's where the important bit comes in. And also the things like electronics, you know, doing things like building circuits, building robots.
Now, Raspberry Jam or Raspberry Pi, it's nothing to do with baking. Raspberry Pi is a very small little computer. And in fact, we have one in front of us. It's got little USB cables going into it, all the kind of little technical bits you might see in kind of, you know, a motherboard or something like that. They're very, very small, but they've become so popular, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're only £30. They're about the size of a credit card or half the size of a small paperback. And with those, you can do everything from kind of browsing the web and YouTube to playing Minecraft, and from my point of view, more importantly, learning to code. And if you get it wrong, and if you do something wrong, worst case scenario, it's only £30 rather than £500, £600 for a fully fledged laptop.
So when people come along today, and I'm thinking, you know, children are going to really love kind of getting involved with this, we're looking at a computer at the moment, and we've got a couple of different numbers on there that tell us there are different types of speech. So you're going to be kind of telling them how to sort of do computer voice-generated things?
That's right. So speech synthesis has been around with computers since about the 1960s, and the program's come on quite a way, and I'm going to teach kids how to use it. Shall we have a listen to an older speech program?
Hello, Radio Gloucestershire. This is the eSpeak program running on a Raspberry Pi computer.
And as you can hear, it's similar to the speech synthesizer Stephen Hawking, the professor, uses. But things have moved on quite a while since then. So let's have a listen to a more modern one and see how that sounds.
Hello, Radio Gloucestershire. This is the Pico program running on a Raspberry Pi computer.
And the nice thing about that is you can have it speaking with different accents. So here's it speaking in its native American accent.
Hello, Radio Gloucestershire. This is the Pico program running on a Raspberry Pi computer with an American accent.
Gloucestershire. She's very friendly, isn't she?
I love that. It's fantastic. And that's the main advance has been that the speech is more naturalistic sounding, and you can get it to sound like your national accent, which really helps when, for instance, people like Google are deploying Android software to smartphones. They need it to sound to somebody in India like someone in India. And in England, we want it to sound like someone in England. It gets more difficult when we're doing regional accents. And one of the things we're doing today is we're also going to be having the computer recognizing speech. That has the potential to go horribly wrong in a classroom full of, you know, 20 children. But I would be interested to find out, can it pick up our local accent, which some people say is quite strong in Gloucestershire? We will find out later today.
Now, we've got Lego. I mentioned this in the little pot here. We've got some little Lego trees, a little Lego man in there. There's a car in there too. And I remember when I saw you before, we've also got lights in there for traffic lights, because am I right in thinking if you get sort of children involved with Lego, we all love Lego as youngsters. That's almost like the building blocks for computer coding, isn't it?
It can be really good. I mean, the Lego teaches you about constructive creativity and problem solving. I want to build this, but I don't want it to fall down, or I want it to survive being picked up by my little sister. One of the things we're doing today as well is an LED lightsaber. So kids will be able to make a tiny little sort of toy-sized lightsaber, and they'll be able to program the light control for it. And I want to see how many of them go to the dark side and how many go to the light side.
It sounds brilliant, Andrew. Another great session then here. At what time does it all start this afternoon?
All kicks off at 1 o'clock. We've still got some availability. Go to our website, cotswoldjam.org. That's cotswoldjam.org. Get yourself a free ticket and come on up here.
Brilliant. That's Andrew Oakley then, who's running the Cotswold Raspberry Jam, or the Jamboree to give it its full name, here at the University of Gloucestershire at the Park Campus in the Waterworth Building. Starts then at 1 o'clock, and as you heard, still a few free places available, Mark.
Fantastic stuff. I always love the way which computerised things try and say Gloucestershire, and just the way it can't Gloucestershire. It's always so amusing.